Hi again. Sean Eckford here, member of the board of directors at the Sunshine Coast Festival of the Written Arts, and also podcaster in residence. And here we are almost all the way through Sunday, which means not that long before I'll have to give up my corner of the desk here in the festival office. And the first thought that pops into my head is there is no way in discrete little 5-minute segments I have been able to bring you all of the material I would like to bring you. So just a couple of things for this, our final podcast of the festival weekend. Of course, some of the events do get sold out, but that doesn't mean you miss out, because the gardens here at Rockwood are lovely. And yesterday evening, during the Bruce Hutchinson Memorial Lecture, it was such a gorgeous evening, I decided to see what it was like to actually take in an event sitting amongst the rhododendron bushes. It's gorgeous. Fairy lights were twinkling. It was almost like being there. And to prove it, I took my microphone out and recorded a little bit of the Q&A session. And Silawat Kluche gave a couple of interesting answers to a couple of very interesting questions. And one that grabbed me was, just how long is it going to take to start making the changes we need to change to address the issues in her book, The Right to be Cold?
But I'm going to throw it back at everyone in this room. So how long will it take us to become more aware, to become more conscious, and do what we need to do to make this the great country it is, by including all Aboriginal peoples, Northern Inuit people, and understanding that everything is interconnected? So how long will it take us? Okay, there we go. Yeah, good answer, good answer. But that's where it starts, leadership.
The one thing you may have missed in that is the answer from the audience to the question, which was in October. I'll leave you with that. The other thing I wanted to do, as this is our last chance, is to give over almost all the time to the voices of the authors I talked to give you a chance to hear their impressions of what being at the festival was like. And I wanted to start with our new voices, Doretta Lau and Aaron Shepherd. And actually, what I wanted to know from them was it a little intimidating to be singled out as new voices?
In a way, I think. It changes, I think, the perspective. Maybe it changes the questions that people ask of you as well. They do see you in a different light. It seems to make them more curious about the process.
And it feels special. This idea that, I mean, we don't have this following the way a lot of the other writers do. And so to be able to have this like spotlight to say, you may not have heard of them, and that's because they're new voices, I think that really kind of opens up kind of an interest in a way.
This is just an assortment of the impressions that the authors are taking away from this weekend.
I think anytime authors go to festivals, we talk to each other about how it's handled and how their experience is. Anytime you can go into a place of that size and, you know, get 100-odd people out or more, that's amazing. That's amazing for a writer.
The audience has a wonderful energy here. There's such enthusiasm. The setting is so gorgeous. I mean, you draw on the energy of the audience.
Well, it was my first Writers' Festival, so I was really blessed to be here. And I love talking in front of people and answering questions and sharing my story.
The one thing is, it's such a great environment here.
It was just really lovely standing on that stage. I could tell people were very receptive and were here to listen and very engaged.
Really blew me away just to see the vibrant, energetic, really warm crowd so early in the morning. Really, yeah. I felt very welcomed and very engaged and very connected with the people here. Yeah, it lifted my spirit greatly.
The space itself, Rockwood, is so unique. I feel like I'm sitting in an environment unlike any other.
This is my first time at this festival, and the first time many of these people have actually heard of me. So I had a lot of fun just kind of walking around and joining people and chatting.
It's amazing how this crowd can put you at ease very, very quickly. They're very responsive and attentive.
If you caught a theme in all that, it would have to be about making connections. Connections between authors and readers. Authors and authors. Authors and readers and the community here on the Sunshine Coast. But I actually wanted to finish with a little personal story of missed connections, or sort of almost made connections. The closing performance tonight is Kara Stanley, who'll be talking about her book, Fallen, which is the story of her and her husband, Simon Parody, who is injured in a workplace accident. He's also a well-known local musician on the Sunshine Coast, and it's very much a story about how their relationship was impacted, how they worked together through his recovery, and the role music played in that. So Simon and his band, The Precious Littles, will also be part of the performance tonight. Now, the semi-missed connection is, Kara and I caught up to each other quite early in the festival weekend and said, yes, we really should sit down and record a little segment for the podcast. And then we kept sort of spotting each other at a distance through the various readings, crossing paths and lines, but never quite getting around to having that conversation. What I wanted to do is, maybe just to close, take you back to the rhododendron bushes. Have a seat on the bench, enjoy the lights, and listen to this. This is the Hanging Judge's Blues. This is a song co-written by Kara Stanley and Simon Parody.
The Hanging Judge and the Holy Ghost packed up the van and hit the coast. Restless sailors in way deep, cruising the wrong side of the street. The night of wonder, the page of cups, said come out.